Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Sportcast. My name is Rakesh and this is your sports update on First Post. Virat Kohli found himself in some hot water over what he called a trolling attempt on Twitter gone wrong. Kohli was answering a question by a Twitter user. The Twitter user, about Kohli, had said on Twitter, "Overrated batsman and personally I see nothing special in his batting. I enjoy watching English and Australian batsmen more than these Indians," unquote. Kohli, in his response on video, went on to say, "I don't think you should live in India. You should go and live somewhere else, no? Why are you living in our country and loving other countries? I don't mind you not liking me, but I don't think you should live in our country and like other things. Get your priorities right," unquote. This response drew sharp criticism from many people. Cricket commentator Harsha Bhogle went on to tweet, and I quote, "Virat Kohli's statement is a reflection of the bubble that most famous people either slip into or are forced into. The voices within it are frequently those that they wish to hear. It's a comfortable bubble, and that is why famous people must try hard to prevent it from forming," unquote. Some BCCI officials also took exception to Kohli's remarks. Some fans shared a video from 2008 where Kohli is seen saying South African batsman Herschel Gibbs was his favourite player. Following the backlash, Kohli clarified, and I quote, "I guess trolling isn't for me, guys. I'll stick to getting trolled. I spoke about how these Indians was mentioned in the comment, and that is all. I am all for freedom of choice. Keep it light, guys, and enjoy the festive season. Love and peace to all," unquote. In badminton news, PV Sindhu and Kidambi Srikanth reached the quarterfinals of the China Open yesterday. Sindhu defeated Thailand's Busanan Ong Bamrung Phan 21-12-21-15 in the second round. Srikanth had a tougher match against Tommy Sugiarto of Indonesia, losing the first game 10-21. He then raised his game over the course of the 45-minute men's singles match to win the next two games 21-9-21-9. He will face Chinese Taipei's Chao Tien Chen in the quarterfinals. Srikanth had won the China Open in 2014 after defeating Lin Dan. Sindhu's match was easier. She took a quick lead, reaching 11-4 at the break. Busanan scored only 5 more points in the game as Sindhu won it 21-9. The second game was a bit more seesaw as she took a 4-0 lead, only to have a fighting Busanan win 7 straight points to make it 7-4. It was then Sindhu's turn to fight back to wrest an 11-8 lead. From there, she completely dominated the game to win it 21-9. In shooting, teenage sensation Saurabh Chaudhary claimed a 4th individual gold medal in 4 months after winning the 10-meter air pistol junior men's event at the Asian Air Gun Championship yesterday. The 16-year-old combined with Arjun Singh Cheema and Anmol Jain to score a total of 1,731 points. That won them the team gold. He also won the individual gold with 239.8 in the 8-man individual final to earn 2 gold medals. Cheema scored 237.7 points to win the silver, while Chinese Taipei's Huang Weitai won the bronze with a score of 218. Jain scored 195.1 to finish a distant fourth. Chaudhary has been in red-hot form this year. In addition to the gold at this competition, he had also won the gold at the Asian Games in August, at the World Shooting Championships in September, and at the Youth Olympic Games in Argentina in October. Meanwhile, the Indian women's junior team comprising Manu Bhakar, Abhidnya Patil and Neha won the team silver in the 10-meter air pistol event with a total of 1,694 points. India now have 10 medals at this year's Asian Air Gun Championship, 3 gold medals, 5 silver medals and 2 bronze medals. In table tennis, Satyen Gnanashekaran inflicted shock defeats on world number 17 Sangyun Jung and world number 16 Marcos Freitas at the ITTF Austrian Open. Satyen had a great run in the preliminary rounds to qualify for the main draw. He defeated recently crowned Youth Olympic champion Wang Chuxin 4-1 to make the most of his first round bye. He won the first game 11-8 but lost the second 12-14. He recovered to beat the Chinese youngster 11-8, 11-6, 18-16. Satyen then thrashed Lubomir Pistej of Slovakia 4-0. That put him face-to-face with Jung. The world number 17 won the first two games 11-6, 13-11. Satyen once again fought back to take the next four games 11-3, 11-8, 11-6, 11-6 and qualified for the main draw. His next match in the round of 32 was against Marcos Freitas, who is ranked 16th. It was another seesaw match with the final scoreline reading 4-3 in Satyen's favour. Marcos took the first game easily, winning 11-4. Satyen then won two games on the trot 11-9. Fortunes shifted again as Marcos won the next two games 11-8, 11-6. He was now leading 3-2. Satyen then made another strong comeback, taking the sixth game 11-9 and the final game 11-7. His next match will see him face off against Xu Xin of China, the world number 2 in the round of 16. Some news from the ISL now. FC Goa struck two late goals to ensure a thrilling 3-2 win over Delhi Dynamos last night. Delhi started the match well, scoring in the 6th minute thanks to a long-range strike from Bikramjeet Singh. Their defence was so strong through most of the match that Goa couldn't equalise until the 54th minute. Delhi hit back not too long after, with Lalianzula Changte finding the Goa net in the 70th minute. With 20 minutes left in the game, Delhi were 2-1 up. However, Brandon Fernandes scored Goa's second goal in the 82nd minute. Edu Bedia scored once more in the 89th minute to make it 3-2 for FC Goa.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.